Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to the Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about safety tips that a construction worker should always follow. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to the podcast. The construction sites are one of the most accident-prone areas, and the workers are highly vulnerable to the possible of accidents, falls, and other sorts of health damage. If proper safety measures are not taken, the construction equipment and heavy machinery are meant for enduring extreme work pressure, and hence they are very strong and heavy. Loading and unloading heavy materials, rubble, etc., and excavating and filling ground and removing, lifting, and placing heavy materials are some of the common actions of the construction sites. During these actions, it is highly possible that the worker encounter accidents, damages, and health hazards. Therefore, taking proper measures is a must. Here are some of the most essential construction safety tips that you must follow. Number one, wearing helmets and construction jackets. A rule of thumb is that the workers of the construction site always wear helmets and safety jackets with high visible colors. This will always make sure that the workers are safe from being hit by hard objects that might fall from a height during construction. Even they can be warned to stay away from the site that is potentially threatening. As the heavy equipment moves, the crew member must stay away and be removed from the site, and the jacket helps them be noticed. Number two, skilled drivers. Skilled drivers to run the heavy construction equipment is a must that you have workers who are skilled, trained, and experienced operators about how to run the construction equipment and machinery. With the lack of training and knowledge, there is always a chance of accidents. Next, maintenance of heavy equipment or construction equipment. Service and maintenance of construction equipment and machinery is very important to make sure that all the levels, switches, and pulleys are working in a proper condition. Next, the alarm. When the heavy equipment is running, the driver needs a 360 panoramic view of their surroundings. However, it is not always possible for the driver to keep an eye on the surroundings, and this can lead to an accident. Hence, a backup alarm to notify blockage, hindrance, or possibly of damage must be there at the construction site. Other gear, along with helmets and jackets, there are some other body gear that must be worn and used by the construction site. And these include ear muffs to stay protected from extreme sounds from concrete breaks or metal sounds, breathing masks to protect you from dust, to make you be able to breathe a little bit. You don't want to get asthma or anything. Eye gear to protect the eyes from dust, metal particles, or glass. You know, it's very important to have safety glasses. These gears are easily available in the market or online, or, you know, talk to your safety guy. Next, keep the materials separate. Inflammable materials need to be kept separately and under high protection. The workers must be equipped with fire extinguishers so there is an easy control of the fire in case of anything that happens. First aid boxes. You should always have first aid boxes. First aid boxes is one of the very basic safety measures that construction sites must have. In case of any cuts, falls, or damages, the worker must use the first aid box as a primary step to the treatment. Train the workers about the working progress and guiding them about how to stay away from the possible accidents is very important. And again, you know, safety first. You know, you got to have safety for your employees. It helps out when you get jobs, and it helps out to get good employees. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle. 817 379-1340. Thank you and God bless.